Lessons from the Lave. No parsha this week. Pesach haba aleinu l'toyva. I want to hopefully learn together a very beautiful idea, mostly from a set of shirim that took place right here in Yeshiva Lev HaTorah from Rav Yamar, the Rosh Yeshiva of KBY. Rav Saraf also gave a shir, Rabbi Feldman. But Rav Yamar really spoke so very, very beautifully. And I want to just speak out because I hope this year everybody's struggling with the type of Seder that we should have. If I were to title this shir, I would say, why is the Seder different than all the other Seders? Right? Why is it different? And hopefully it's different because we've experienced a year where, unfortunately, I remember that when we told over the story, B'chol Dor V'Dor Om D'Maleinu L'Chaloseinu, so, you know, here and there we talk about, obviously, the Holocaust, that every year, you know, every generation we have people who hate us. And then, you know, college campuses, a little anti-Semitism here and there. But this year, after October 7th, B'chol Dor V'Dor means something very, very different. And I will say, after what happened just a week ago, Motzei Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzalinu Miyadam. We're finally out this morning that Reuters reported, I don't know how true this is, but can you imagine this? Reuters reported that America was aware that Iran was going to bomb Israel. And they did not tell Israel last week. Can you imagine this? That through Turkey, they found this out. So we talk about how we have no support. A little bit here in Amir Tzashem, we should be zeichet to get the funding that they promised. But it's a crazy thing. And things continue to happen. Condemning Nachal Haredi. It's amazing. We're living in this time. And I go back to B'chol Dor V'Dor. Say ulamad, ma bikesh lovan harami. Why do we start off talking about lovan harami? We talk about it because of the fact that we have to remind ourselves where it all started from. It started from, really, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu having the greatest challenge ever of starting his own religion, of going against the grain. And as Jews, we have to realize that we have no one, we have nobody. Rabbi Charlap writes, the Yaakov Moshe Charlap writes so beautifully that the sign of Mashiach will be when all nations hate the Jewish people. And we never really understood this. We always thought, they're not so bad. It's only Senator Schumer. Like, it's only him, you know? And then, it's also a little bit Biden. Oh, okay, Blinken also is not so good. What's going on? That's a sign of Mashiach. But I want to read you something that Rav Kook wrote. Rav Kook says the following thing. Ha-cheirut, ha-emtsa'it, cheirut ha-guf, mikol shibud zar. On the first level, when we talk about the Seder itself, chayav adam laharos es asma kiul yav tzrayim, something that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would say year in and year out. I was thinking about it this morning as I was walking to davening. You know, I spent 6-7 years with Rav Aaron, but every year he would say this thing. He talked about the Haggadah of Rav Ashkenazi, who writes that the Rambam specifically writes the Lashon Laharo says Atzmo, kilu, right? Hu be'atzmo yotzav Mitzrayim. You have to see yourself. But what does that mean? I have to see yourself. So says Rav Kook, on the first level we say physical. That there was a physical Shibud, Rachman Litzlan Lo Aleinu, as I said this morning as well in Lessons from the Lave. We have a feeling this year like we never had before what it is to be an Eved Nebuch. Over 130 people are sitting as Avodim in a land that's not theirs. We understand what Avdus is. That's on a physical level. Mikol Shibud, Hakofet et Selam Elokim, Asher Bi Adam Liyot Mishubad Lekol Kolcho, Asher Shehu Moreid et Arko et Tefer Kedulato, Viharat Kedushaso. There is another Cherus, says Rav Kook. Says Rav Kook, there's a Cherus al yedei Cherus ha-nishama, Cherut ha-ruchani. This is perhaps the lesson of the Seder itself. We, Baruch Hashem, most of us, physically are not mishubadim to anything. Right? We're not Baruch Hashem physically slaves. Some of us, you know, think we're slaves to our job, but really not. But we all have a spiritual slave mentality that holds us back from avodas Hashem. We all know the famous maimer that says that God took us out of Mitzrayim to become avodim, not to parav Mitzrayim, but to God. Hashem is the ultimate ani avdecha bein amasecha. We want to follow the ways of Hashem because following the ways of Hashem actually is following what our neshamas want us to do. Says Rav Kook, that's the point of the Seder night. The reason why the Rambam says you have to see yourself, and it has a very important word, ata, with an ayin, now. How do I feel now that, what do you want me to do? I'm going to be like the Sfaradim who dress up like slaves and the one guy hits the other. It's a lot of fun. Great. No. We all can think at this moment what spiritually holds us back from Avodas Hashem. Whether it's being lazy, whether it's loving to sleep, whether it's being addicted to our phones, to social media. Right? Each of us on our own level have to look at this year and say, how can I control this? I apologize once again, but I spoke out this morning from my friend Rav Ari Shabbat. Ari Shabbat was telling me how he just had his first grandchild. I think he's under 50 for sure. He's not under 40, but he's under 50. So he says this is a surreal experience. All of a sudden I realize, like, I'm not just a father now, I'm like a grandfather. That's crazy. So there's a new perspective. And he says, that's what the Alto Slabaka says. There's a new perspective of the Seder every year because you look at the Seder differently than you ever looked at. And he says, that's what Rav Cook is saying. What's my cheiros of my nefesh? Behefech, ben chorim. He says, we can actually see an eved, Nebuch, the slave mentality. Right? We see this in the Torah. You have the slave that becomes, right, the eved that becomes, and he says, ahavtis adoni. He's a slave for 7 years, and what does he say? I actually like it here. I've been rehabilitated, but I like it. I imagine that. You know, Lahavdil, but the movie Shawshank Redemption, right? Where he doesn't actually want to leave jail because this is all he knows in his life and ends up killing himself because he can't be with the people. Ki'ilu yatzo b'Mitzrayim is, says Rav Cook, that a person can be a ben chayrim, can be an eved, but he wants to be an eved. I like this life. People tell me, Baruch Hashem, I don't experience this, but people tell me about their work schedules. That's not an eved. I wake up in the morning at 5 something to catch the earliest possible minyan, even though I'm not really wearing tefillin lahalacha because it's before the zman, and I'm in the office by 8 o'clock, 7:30, I'm in my desk. I'm like, oh, that's great, you must leave at like 3 p.m. He's like, oh, no, it's busy season, and I'm going to be off for Pesach, so I got to come home at 11 o'clock. I go, are you crazy? That's not an eved. I think that's what Rav Cook is saying over here. That's Rav Cook's piece. Lefichach, goes levu lehefech ben chorim sherucha rucha b'yavet. You have somebody who's free, who's not free of anything. He's bogged down with everything. Nebuch lo alinu, these people who live their lives based on their status, based on what they drive, what they are. One of the greatest conversations I had with a human being was a mentor of mine. I won't mention his name. Who told me of the Avdus. This is unbelievable. He's an unbelievably wealthy individual. I'm talking in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And he said to me, I'm an Avid. Everything I am is fake. He was about to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was McConaughey. You know what he said? He said, I'm about to get on a private jet, going to the Super Bowl, staying at the fanciest hotel in a suite to a game I don't want to go to. I hate sports. I'm a nerd. I hate sports, he said. But I have to go. I said, why do you have to go? He says, because everybody's going. And then he said to me, I don't have any real friends. My son's bar mitzvah, he said, it was last week. None of my friends, they're not my friends. They're status symbol people that I have to be friendly with. That's what life is all about. That's exactly what Rav Cook is saying. Who are we? What are we? Do we have an Evan mentality? And Evan is not just something physical, it's spiritual. What bogs me down? How is it possible that instead of learning Torah, I like much better watching a YouTube short? I'd rather watch a 3-hour movie than learn for 20 minutes. It's pretty amazing. And to this, the Michtav Me'Eliyahu has a really beautiful idea. It says the Michtav Me'Eliyahu, of course, Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, says as follows. Inyan hagolus nira la adam hachitzoni beikar ke golus haguf aval la adam haruchani hapnimi roya shagolus hagufani hu rak misovev et hasiba haamitit ro begolus hanefesh. Really, in turn, and he writes this later on, it's actually worse to be an eved nafshi than gufani. Physical avdus is bad. I'm not saying it's not. But he says it leads to the nefesh being in gullus. Perush haita tachas memshalato yetzahara. Obviously, it shows that who's in control of his life, not him, is Yetzirah. This was the week, in shuls, sometimes they have, we're concentrating, because of the parsha, it's we're concentrating on Hachnasas Orchim Shabbos. You know? Parshas Noach, I remember in our shul, used to always be mikveh awareness Shabbos, because of the water, I guess, I don't know. This should be should have been the Shabbos, Parshas Mitzirah. Should be the Shabbos of Lashon Hara, controlling our Lashon Hara. And we know that if you're at a table and somebody's like, shh, don't, it's Lashon Hara. What happens a lot of times? Okay, let me just finish though. The Yetzer Hara bogs us down so much as the Michtav Elio that we're certainly not in control. And that's why it says, Al Gulatenu v'al Pidun Nafshenu, Hashem Mitzrayim Nigzar Mitzar. We're in Dachuk. The word Mitzrayim means Matzar. Matzar, I was held captive. That's what Mitzrayim is. I had an Evid mentality. It took 40 years in the Midbar to take out the 210 years. Not just the physicality, but the Evid mentality. We think of this a lot. Those that went to Poland and certainly the Mitzrayim experience, you think to yourself, why did the Jews fight back? Right, a major difference, I spoke about this many times, Rabbi Lau, who is a survivor of the Holocaust, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau said, is that I hate when people compare October 7th to the Holocaust. The difference was we fought back. In Mitzrayim, says Rav Dessler, we didn't fight back because we thought we couldn't fight back. That's an Evid mentality. They bogged us down for years and years and told us we're nothing. It was, I'm sorry to say this, but ingenious. For years, they beat up the Jews and say, oh, you can't walk on this side of the street. You can't own this type of business, right? The famous Shylock. Why were we? Shylock was because we couldn't have any jobs. We could just be moneylenders. And it led to that. Oh, so the Jews were moneylenders, and then the Jews were seen as vermin. It's not. You got to bring it down first. You got to beat them down to make people think that the Jews are vermin. Oh. The narrative that's coming around college campuses now is remarkable. There's a guy who put up a big sign in a college campus and said, I was in Gaza. Ask me any question you want. And I don't know, I'm sure it's part of it, social media was made up, but it was so interesting how these free Palestine people sat with him and said, wait, really? That's what's going on? Really? Wait, you really don't want to just kill innocent people? Wow. I didn't know that. Because the narrative is there. V'chein, that's who Golath HaNefesh. The tomb of Mitzrayim. Shehu sar shel Gehenna. U'mevu b'maharal. She Gehenna who? What's Gehenim? Hamigol deit haruchanit. Gehenim is the lack of ruchanis. Koifim toiso. That's the idea. We think sometimes, very mistakenly, as the Seder, a reenactment of what happened in history. It's not only a historical event. Famously, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, I just learned this with my son, Ben Nisan asidim liizgayel. Nisan is a special month. It's a Nas of Nisan. I guarantee you that the reason why the Jewish people were saved 1 week ago in Chodesh Nisan, 350 ballistic missiles that America knew about, is because it was Chodesh Nisan. It's the ruchnius of the time that we're in. It's not, Leila Seder is not a reenactment of history. It's for us to understand our 50 levels of Tuma, our Kedusha. We start off with first cup, Kaddish. We have to be Mekaddish ourselves. It's very interesting if you think about it for a moment. I forgot who said this, but a beautiful idea. If you were to think on a spiritual level, what should you do first? Urchatz Kaddish. Urchatz Kaddish. What does it mean? Prepare yourselves. What do we do before we Yom Kippur? Everybody goes to the mikvah. Urchatz Kaddish. No, here we're Mekaddish. And then we say, no, I'm going to Mekaddish and I'm going to show you what Kaddusha is. Urchatz. The first thing we do, and it's very interesting if you think about it, we wash our hands for something we normally never do. We never, things are, all the time we dip our Oreo cookies into milk. We don't wash like that. It's very interesting. It's a night that's very, very different. Pidyun nafshenu. We are there. We have to concentrate on this. How do we get away from this? And yes, it was Avram. We start Michil Begunus Masayim B'Shevach. I want to hear the story of Avram. Avram breaks all the boundaries. Because sometimes, what do we say to ourselves? Oh, I'm not an Avram. I'm not a Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at our superstars. Who are our superstars? Think about it. Avram had a lot to do. He had a father who owned the largest Costco for idols that there was. Idols are us, you know? But he didn't leave it to himself. He broke all the idols. And then he went and he taught people what monotheism is, what ruchnius is, what a connection to Hashem is. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want to leave the Jewish people. What did he say? Who am I? I can't even speak it properly. That's who I want to be my leader. Don't discount yourself and say, who am I? What can I be? What can I become? That's the idea. V'hine b'hagadah shel Pesach, Omer says, Remichtav Eliyahu, mitchilos avodah v'lazara, hayu avoseinu terach avi Avram. Why does it tell us about Terach? Because that's where he came from. I want to tell you about Terach. Terach was of Russia. She'ein kamohu. But I want to tell you the story of what he was, of who he was. Avram Avinu, don't discount yourself and say, I can't, you can. You could have the greatest Seder ever. But you have to recognize that there has to be a level of ruchnius that we never experienced. I hope many people broke the boundaries over the last almost seven months of this war. They never said so much to Tehillim in their life. They never learned so much. They never helped out so much. They never did so much chesed. But that has to continue because it showed you who you can become. There's a very interesting Eben Ezer in Shemois Perikhov. And he says the following thing. How can Hashem command us? And Isra Doraisa, in the Teres HaDibros, Lo Sachmod. What does Lo Sachmod mean? He says, you're not allowed to covet something that somebody else is. How can God command you not to do something inside of your heart? That's not possible. Says the Eben Ezra, Anashim Rabim Yitmu Al Mitzvazeh, Echi Adam Shalu Yachmod Dover Yafeh Belibo L'Maritayin. How can it be? So he says, let me give you an example. You have the queen of whatever's daughter, and you hear she's of age now, she's looking to get married. Are you going to, a million years, going to say to yourself, you know what? I think I'm going to marry her. You got no chance. You're jealous of her, of how she looks, that she lives in the past. What do you care? Bas Melech, he yofe lo sachem beliba. Why? Because hayitochen, it's ridiculous. Kacho machos of the yois. You see a beautiful woman, that's not my woman, who cares? I'm a chelek mi Hashem. This is not what my tafkid is. Why should I be jealous? It shows that I lack a connection with the Rebbe Shalom. That's not my story to tell. What do I care what that other person has? So what, he has a Lamborghini, shkoyach. What does it do with me? He's not me, I'm me. And that's, I think, the ultimate question here. How do I be me? How do I be the best me that I can? Nobody else. I want to be me. Rav Shimon Shkup writes this as well. Rav Shimon Shkup is an Hakdama to Sha'ari Yosher. Rav Shimon Shkup writes, Rav Shimon Shkup was briefly Rosh Hashiv in YU, one of the great rabbis of Europe. He speaks about the idea, starts with Bonain, on what my tafkid is going to be in this world, of who am I going to become? What is the Ratzon Hashem? What's the tachlis? What does Hashem want of me? That's what we should be setting the Seder doing. Talking about the ani in all of this. Ha'ish ha'gas v'sheva ki ha'ani shalo. Mutsut mitzamtzeim. Rak v'chomet v'gufo. Meragesh. The nefesh of the ani. Who am I? I should come out. It's famous in Ramban. Everybody loves to quote this time of the year. Kekalish baruch hu. Lo oseh oseh sumoseh. V'chol dover do le'ne kol koifer. God doesn't just perform outwardly miracles. You know why? It was such an unbelievable miracle. So that the small miracles are miracles too. So that we can actually wake up in the morning last week and say, wow, God saved the Jewish people. Or at 1:45 when you all are up, wow. Pidyon nafshenu. I can't believe it. That is what this night is all about. It's not an historical thing of saying how quickly can we get through the Haggadah. We done it. Who cares? I don't care. And don't go. How long was your Seder? Who cares how long your Seder? How long was my Seder? My Seder. My concentrating in my case to my children. How do I make my Seder children oriented? As I told the story last week, the Rebbe in Leiva Torah, a Leiva Torah guy, goes there and he says it was the worst Seder of his life because it was all geared towards the Rebbe's kids. That's what the night is about. A pidyon nafsheinu. Finally, one of my favorite chinuchs ever, my most favorite, I quote it many times, Perek Tet Zayin, Mitzvah Tet Zayin, excuse me, Shviras Ha'etzem. So the chinuch asks, I don't understand, Lama Nitztava, well, why do we have all these mitzvahs? Why is it so complicated? Why can't God just make our lives easier? Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer Rosal Zakot at Yisrael. He wanted to give us a gift. What was the gift? The Tefillah Chibur Torah Mitzvah. She gives us a ton of Torahs and Mitzvahs. Hey God, you want to be really nice to me? Let me wake up at 10:15. Zakos? The word Zach, by the way, we know Shemen Zayit Zach. What is it? It's clear, it's pure, it's perfect. You know how Shem purifies us? Get closer to Him and do more Mitzvahs. Get closer. Mitzvah is not a commandment. It's from the root of the word to get close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Famously, the Chinuch says, "Achu pulas ol nimshach levavos." The more you do good actions, the more you become good because it's a regesh. It's a feeling. It's an understanding. They tell over in the name of the Apturav, the Oyev Yisrael, down the block here. We have a shul called Oyev Yisrael after the Apturav. The Kapishnitsa is related to the Apturav. So he writes that they write that when he would go into shul, he would say all the brachas hashachar out loud. Out loud, and every day he would skip the bracha of Shlosh HaNigai. They said, "Psh, you know, the Apturav became woke. You know, he's politically correct. He doesn't want to say God didn't make me." So somebody was chutzpahdik. They said, "Rebbe, how come you don't say this?" He says, "I'll tell you why. I don't say that bracha because on my way to shul, I see outside of my as I'm walking the goyim and what they do. I can't not say the bracha Shlosh HaNigai. I see what they're doing and they're walking and their actions and this." I can't not say it. I can't thank the Rebbeinu Shalom enough for creating me who I am so I can get close to you. Achu pulas nishcha lovas. Actions define us. It's our regish. It's our feeling. It's understanding. I can be. Look where Avram came from. Look, sayu levad mabikesh lovan arami. Look how difficult the lives of the others were. But despite that, I can become. That's what the Seder is all about. That's the schus of the Seder changing us each and every year, and I think more so than ever. We should look at ourselves and say, wow, what have I done since October 7th? Look what I've accomplished. Look what I was able to do. I didn't believe in myself. Look how many times I finished Sefer Tehillim. Look at the learning experience I had. Look at that, whatever it might be. And that's what a Seder should be. A Seder should change ourselves to that commitment. In many ways, it's similar but dissimilar to Yom Kippur. Because here, we both wear a kittel, of course, on both days. But here, we're making a charge to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? We're saying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, look what I've become. Look at me now. Over half a year later. You know, who would have thought a few weeks after we say, Mi Yechem, Mi Yamut, what would happen? I'm so sorry to say this. But, you know, when we say this again on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, when Nisana Toikif, and we start to read through the things, we're actually going to understand. I always had a hard time understanding. Mi b'chanika, what? Mi ba'esh nebach. Yes, we understand it for the Holocaust, but b'chol dor v'dor, it happens now. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzleim miyadam. We understand, I'm sorry to say, what could have happened just a week ago. We understand why the Seder is different than all the Seders. Forget about, but October 7th, like a week ago, 350, I don't know if this is true, this is what Rav Yammer said, that a military expert told him that when Israel was doing their assessment report on Motzei Shabbos, when these missiles were headed to us, their army said if we could shoot down 60%, it would be a big mila. It would be amazing. 99.9. Do you know what damage 40% of the missiles coming in? I don't want to say. Lo aleinu. Don't we realize that? Pidyon nafsheinu. How do I have a chayrus of my nefesh? That's what this nice about. Ato, the now. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's now. The Seder's about now, laharos es atzma. How do I determine chayrus? With that, we should be zoiche with the besoiris, toivus, yeshuas, and nechamas for all of Klal Yisrael. A special tefillah for our dear soldiers who are fighting the difficult fight, and so unfortunately for many of them who didn't think they would have to be where they are on Pesach, but are certainly being mekayim mitzvahs midoraisa in doing that, and certainly the hostages, Rachmana Litzlan, the hostage families, Mirtz Hashem, we should be zeicha that the true geula of these hostages should come, and they should sit in a seder together with their families, Mirtz Hashem. And all the cholim, lo aleinu, that we think about and we daven for. And ultimately, as we have the bookends, we start the Seder with the Shana Abba, the Arad Yisrael. And we end the Seder, the Shana Abba, B'Yerushalayim. We should be Zeicha, that we should see the Shana Abba, B'Yerushalayim. Hashem make a special dispensation, even though it's Erev Pesach. The Rebbe Hashem should make a special dispensation that it allows us to bring the Korban Pesach. And we should be Zeicha to see Mashiach Zidkenu, B'Meheir V'Yameinu, Amen.